Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Tomorrow is Good Friday. This is the day on which we pause and solemnly remember the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross for the sins of all of the people who will believe in him. Are you a believer in Jesus? Are you a Christian? Then remember with us. Friday is always followed by Sunday. On Friday, we remember that Sunday's coming. And this Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. This is the day we joyfully and enthusiastically remember that up from the grave Christ arose. He lives. As Christians all over the world will say to one another, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Are you one of these Christians? Then rejoice with us. And if you join us today as someone who is not yet a believer, for whatever reason or reasons, plural, you do not love Jesus, serve and obey him, you are not yet willing to trust in him by faith with your life, once again I invite you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved from your sin, rescued and delivered from that which enslaves you. Do you sense that God has been pursuing you? Maybe for no particular reason you have been drawn to this podcast or this radio station at this time. There is a reason you are listening to me right now, and my prayer is that Christ will reveal himself to you in such a way that you will no longer deny him his right to be your master and Lord. God loves you, and he has sent his son Jesus to die for you. He will take your place in death and grant you everlasting life if you will sincerely embrace the Christ. The day and the time of your salvation is now. Do not delay. Wouldn't it be awesome if this week and weekend you will invest your faith in the one who gave his life for you? I stand by waiting to hear how you respond to this invitation. I'm available for questions, comments, decisions, and yes, also objections and rejections. Maybe you want to write and say, here is why I will not believe, or here is why I find Christianity objectionable. Whatever the case may be, the email is mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K, mark@godisministry.org. Or send your letter to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And the website is godisministry.org. As you know, if you've been with us, we are focused on Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 3, as we prepare for tomorrow and Sunday. I will read these verses for us, remind you of my first two insights, and then we'll come to insight number 3. This is the word of God through the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 1 through 3. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. These verses speak of the rejection of Jesus Christ at the time of his first coming to the world over 2,000 years ago, and the focus is on his death. The chapter is 12 verses long, and I encourage you to read and to understand all of it. This is one of the most important chapters in the entire Bible, and certainly is the premier text in the Old Testament on the vicarious, substitutionary, and sacrificial death of the Messiah, Christ Jesus. I wish we had more time so that we could cover all 12 verses. We do not, but you have the time, and I commend this to you for a much deeper look. Thus far, we have learned about the context, verse 1. And when it comes to content, we learned in verse 2 that Jesus is rejected because he was not born into prominence. And Jesus was rejected because he was not going to be popular. We have two insights thus far. Jesus is rejected because he was not born into prominence and because he was not going to be popular. These are still reasons why people reject Jesus. He is not prominent enough for them, and he is not popular enough for them. We are living in the age of prominence and popularity, right? These twin obsessions have even infected our churches. Christians go for this as well. This is really what social media, we call it, is all about. With a simple click, we find out who and what is trending, and we follow. The world has its idols, and we have ours. This, in my view, is largely destructive, and here is why. Jesus is not the one who is prominent and popular. He is not trending. Instead, to borrow the words of Isaiah 53, verse 2, Jesus is treated as having no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. And yet, he is the only one worthy of prominence and popularity. How sadly and tragically ironic that our Lord should be so mistreated in this worldwide web with its associated apps. I am not saying not to use social media. I am only saying make Jesus prominent and popular when you get there. Make certain your accounts reflect well upon the Christ. My prayer for myself and for you, dear friend, is that while we have to live in this world, while we are called and commissioned to love the people of this world, to pray for them, to witness to them with the gospel, and to forgive them, my prayer is that we will not become like them. Let us resist the temptation to make much of ourselves and others, and let us bow in worship before only King Jesus. I pray he will be by far and away the most prominent and popular person in our lives. He is beautiful. He is majestic. We are attracted to him, and he is our obsession. He is our suffering Savior, and we love him because he first loved us. With that in mind and heart, let's come to verse 3 and this. Because Jesus was not born into prominence, and because Jesus was not going to be popular, therefore, Jesus is rejected because he had to be the wrong person. He is not the Messiah. In context, this was the perspective, this was the opinion of the Jewish people at the time of Christ's life on earth. They were looking for the Messiah, and based on Jesus' lack of prominence and popularity, he could not be their true Messiah. Listen again to Isaiah 53, verse 3. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Notice that two times in this one verse, Jesus was despised. That's how verse 3 begins. He was despised. And again towards the end, he was despised. To be despised is to be treated with contempt. It is to measure the man's greatness by worldly norms and standards and to find that Jesus just does not measure up. Listen to another text in Isaiah chapter 49 and part of verse 7. Flip back a few pages in your Bible or scroll on the Bible app to Isaiah 49 verse 7, and you will see that Jesus is described as the despised one, the one abhorred by the nation. Abhorred is a strong word. It means to treat with disgust and hatred. And that is how the nation of Israel treated Jesus Christ. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 33 to 34, Jesus speaks of his own rejection. This is Mark 10, beginning just at the end of verse 32 through 34. And again, Jesus took the 12 aside and began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit on him and scourge him and kill him, and 3 days later he will rise again." Clearly, with this kind of treatment, they did not believe that Jesus was the right person to be the Messiah. He must be the wrong person. And then, back in Isaiah 53, verse 3, it continues with this: "He was despised and forsaken of men." To be forsaken is to be left off, avoided, and shunned. And the men here are men of rank and eminence, says Merrill Unger. These are the religious rulers and the politicians. Read the Gospels. These are the men who made it so that Jesus was left off, avoided, and shunned. The Jewish religious rulers working together with the Roman political rulers, who they hated, by the way, got together on this, their mutual hatred for Jesus Christ. Jesus became their common enemy. In their satanic alliance, they crucified the Lord. Tomorrow on this broadcast and podcast, we come to the crucifixion of Christ. I hope you will join with me on Good Friday. We will finish our brief look at verse 3 of Isaiah 53 and remember together what Jesus has done for us. It is good that we can meet together and reflect on our Messiah. So join me then on Good Friday for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.